Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, four lines from the top by the two dots. We have some interesting stories today, and some fascinating Gemara. Hanu Bir Yone, Dav Shvusei De Rebbe Meir. So there were certain thugs who were in the neighborhood of Rebbe Meir, Vahavu Kamitzaro Leituv, and they were driving him nuts. Havu Kaboi, Rebbe Meir, Rachame Ilavaihu, Kiyechi Delei Musu. So Rebbe Meir started davening that these people should die, so they will stop bothering him because they were really driving him crazy. Amra Le Bruria Devisu. So his wife Bruria, who was a very wise lady, she said to him, "My daitach, what are you doing? Why are you davening that they're going to die?" Mishum Diksiv Yitamu Chataim. The pasuk says that the Chataim should stop. What's this talking about? Miksiv Chotim. Does it say that the sinners themselves should all die and Yitamu they should cease? Chataim. It says that the sins should stop. Look at the end of the pasuk. It says Urshim Odeinam. Gave unto Yitamu Chatam Urshim Odeinam. The pasuk says that there will be no more sinners. There will be no more evil people. So if Yitamu Chataim meant that all of the sinners are going to die, then Urshim Odeinam would be saying the exact same thing. So it must be what it means is Gave unto Yitamu Chatam Urshim Odeinam. It doesn't make any sense to have the same thing twice. So it must be that it's talking about getting rid of the sins, and then once we get rid of the sins, naturally the sinners will cease. So rather, what you should do instead of davening that they die, you should daven that they do tshuva, Rishayim Odeinam, and therefore they will no longer be Rishayim. So he davened that they should do tshuva, and they went ahead and actually did tshuva. Amar lahu mina libururia. So Gemara tells another story with Bruria. So there was a certain heretic who came over to Bruria and said, "Uksiv rani akara lo yalada." The pasuk when talking about Yerushalayim says, "O barren one who has not yet given birth, sing out that you're celebrating." Mishum de lo yalada rani. They're singing because they haven't been able to give birth. This doesn't make sense. Why would someone celebrate because of this? Amra lei. So Bruria said back to him, "Shatya shvila seifei dekra. You fool. Go and look at the end of the pasuk. Disiv ki rabim b'nei shomema mibnei b'ula amar Hashem." Because the end of the pasuk says that the children of the desolate one of Yerushalayim are more numerous than the children of the people who are there, referring to the Edomite, the people from Edom. So clearly Yerushalayim is not barren. So what does it mean that we're celebrating that they are barren? Rani Knesset Yisrael Shadom Leisha Akara Shal Yalda Banim Legehenim Kavasaychu. So what the pasuk is saying is that compared to Edom, Yerushalayim is like a barren nation. They're barren because they don't have any people that are going straight to Gehenna like you do, like you, the people of Edom. So we only have good people. You guys are all going straight to Gehenna, and that's what we're barren from, so that's why we're so happy about it. We now have another exchange between a heretic and a tzaddik. Amralei hahu mina l'Rabbi Abo. A certain heretic came over to Rabbi Abo. Uksiv mizmor l'David baruchem ne'av shalom b'no. Uksiv l'David michtam baruchem ne'shol b'me'ara. So there were two times that David was running for his life. One was when he was running from his father-in-law Shaul. The other is when he was running from his son Avshalom. And in Tehillim, the first time it mentions something about the running away, it first mentions Avshalom, and then only after that does it mention the running away from Shaul. So ask the Gemara, which one came first? Hey, Maisa Hava Bereisha. So which incident came first? Michti, Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha, Lichto Bereisha. So clearly the episode of running away from Shaul came first. So why didn't it say that first? It should say that before it talks about the running away from Avshalom. So this is what the heretic said to Rabbi Abo. So Amar Rabbi Abo said back to him, Atun lo dar shisun smuchin kasha lechu. So you guys who don't give any credence to the fact that certain psukim are next to each other for a reason, you guys don't darshan out the fact that psukim could be juxtaposed for a specific reason. So for you, it's a question. Ananda darshinan smuchim lo kashalam. But for us who do juxtapose and who do make drushos out of the fact that certain psukim are next to each other, we have no issue with this. Now, how do we know that we do make drushas based on psukim being next to each other? We don't just think that it's a random order that they were placed in. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says smuchim in Torah minayin. How do we know about smuchim? How do we know that we darshan the fact that psukim are juxtaposed to one another? Shenemar smuchim la'ad li'olam asuyim be'emes yashar. The pasuk says that they are joined together for eternity. These joint passages are fashioned in truth and uprightness. And the pasuk right before this says, Ne'emanim kol pikudav. So we learn from there that we do learn things from the fact that certain psukim are next to each other. Now, once we're learning things from the fact that psukim are next to each other, so lama nismicha parshas Avshalom, parshas Magogu Magog. So parshas Avshalom came first when he was running away from his son Avshalom. That comes first because that's going to be situated next to the ultimate war, which is going to come before Mashiach, the war of Gogu Magog. Because she'im yomer lecha adam, because if a person says, referring to Gogu Magog's future rebellion against God, if a person's going to say, Kum yesh evit shomorid barabbo, is it really a servant that's going to rebel against his master like this? Afata emaro kum yesh bein moshe morid ba'av, if you're going to say back, is there really such a thing of a son who rebels against his father like this? And lahava hachanami hava. Rather, we see with David and Avshalom, it happened that the son was trying to kill the father. So too, it could happen again, and the war of Gog and Magog is something to seriously look into. Now, the Gemara goes back on the pasuk we were talking about of Yitamu Chataim Odeinam, when the sin should die. So this leads us into a very interesting agarata related to David HaMelech. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. My disiv Pia Pascha B'chachma V'soros Chesed Alashona. So Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei wrote the pasuk. He wrote the pasuk of she opens her mouth in wisdom and the Torah is on her tongue. So Kenegan Mi Amar Shlomo Mikraza. So who is this pasuk referring to? Lo Amro El Kenegan David Aviv. So the Gemara says this is referring to his father David. Shadar B'chamisha Olamim V'Amar Shira, because he lived in five worlds and he said Shira for each of these worlds. So what is this referring to? So Dar B'mei Imo V'Amar Shira. So he lived in his mother's womb, meaning when he was a fetus, and he sang Shira at that time. Shenemar Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem V'chol Karavai Hashem Kacho. The Pasuk says, bless my soul, bless Hashem, all of my innards, V'chol Karavai, and blessing in His holy name. So, the fact that David HaMelech blessed with his innards, V'chol Karavai, that's referring to the mother's womb, so that's how we know that David sang Shira and praised God even when he was a fetus. Yatzalav, Yerom, Minestaka, B'chol, M'mazol, Swamar Shira. So then he came out of his mother's womb, and he saw the world and the stars and the heavens and the earth, and he praised Hashem at that point too. Shenemar Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Gibor Echovach Osi Devaru Lishmo B'Kol Devarav Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzavagav V'Gomer. We see that he praised Hashem once he saw the world as well. Yanak Mishtei Imo V'Nistake B'Dadev Amar Shira. So he nursed from his mother and he then sang Shira again. Shenemar Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Al Tishkechi Kol Gemulav, because it says, bless my soul Hashem and forget and don't forget all the nurturing. My Kol Gemulav, what's this talking about, all the nurturing? Amar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, Sha'asal adadim b'makom bina. So the place where he drinks from, the place where the woman feeds from, that it's opposite the heart, that it's next to a place of insight, that it's opposite the heart. That's what he was praising. Time am I. Why is it next to the heart? Amar Rav Yehuda, kidei shelo yistaka b'makom erva, that the baby would not have to eat from a makom erva. That's why it's placed next to the heart. Of Masna Amar. Rav Masna says, "Kidei shelo yinak b'makom hatinofes," that the baby doesn't have to eat from a place which is unclean. That's why the where the baby eats is going to be closer to the heart. Now, the fourth thing that he prays, or the fourth world that David HaMelech prays, "Ra'ab ma'paltan chol rishon v'amar shira." So he then saw the downfall of the wicked people, and he sang shira. Shenemar yitamu chatoim min arutz urusham odinam baruch hinafshi es Hashem haluka. So this is what we were referring to before, that he says Shira when he saw that the enemies fell down. Now the fifth world that David sang Shira for was Nistaka B'yom HaMisav Amar Shira, and he saw the day of death and he sang praise during that time as well. Shenamar Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Hashem Elokai Ga'alti Ma'od Hod V'Hadar Levashta. It says, bless my soul, bless Hashem. Hashem, you are very great. You have donned majesty and splendor. So how do we know that this is talking about the Yom HaMisa? My Mash Madal Yom HaMisa. Nemar, how do we know that it's referring to that day? Amar Abba Barav Shila Misefa Dinyana. We know from the end of the Pasuk Tiksev, Tastir Panacha Yibahelun, Tosef Rucham Yigvaun. Where the Pasuk says, when you hide your face and they are dismayed, when you retrieve your spirit and they perish. So we see that this is referring to going back to the day of death, and we see that it's a praise in the name of Hashem that David HaMelech was giving him. We now have a very interesting back and forth. Rav Shimon bar Ukva v'Amrei la Mar Ukva v'Shkliya Kamed Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So Rav Shimon bar Ukva, or some Mar Ukva, was used to go in front of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. V'Hava Mesadar Agadta Kamed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he would arrange the Agadta before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Amar Lei. So Rav Shimon bar Ukva, Mar Ukva, once said to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, "My Diksev Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem V'Chol Karavai Yishem Kacho." What's the meaning of this pasuk which says, "Bless my soul, bless Hashem, all of my innards, His holy name"? So we said all of my innards was referring to David's shira that he gave when he was in the womb. But what else does this mean, V'Chol Karavai? So Amar Lei, he said back to him, "Bo Rei Shol K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam." That Hashem is unlike human beings. Midas Basar V'Dam, a human being, Tzar Tzura Agabe HaKotel. So you're able to draw something on a wall or put something on a wall. V'Eino Yachol Latio Ba Ruach Hu Neshama Karavai Muvnei Me'ayim. But you're not able to actually put into that creation that you made a soul or innards or intestines or anything like that. V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kim. But Hashem is different. Tzar Tzura B'Soch Tzura. Hashem is able to put a child within its mother. And he gives it a soul, and he gives it innards, he gives it intestines. And this is what Chana praised Hashem with, and she said, "Ein kadosh kashem ki im biltecha v'ein tzur kelokenu." When she says, there's no one like Hashem, there's no one as holy you, and there's no tzur like our God. My ein tzur kelokenu. What does this mean, there's no tzur? Ein tzayer kelokenu. It means there's no creator. Tzayer like a shaper. There's no creator like our God, because only He is able to create something within something, create a baby within its mother's belly. My ki ein biltecha. So what does it mean when the pasuk says when Chana praised him and said there are none beside you? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Menasya al tikrei ki ein biltecha ella ein levalosecha. Don't read it that there's nothing besides you biltecha. Rather, there's nothing to outlive you levalosecha. Shelo kaminas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam, because Hashem is different like all other creatures. Midas basar v'dam ma'isa yada mevalinoso hakadosh baruch hu mevala ma'isa. Because someone creates a chair or something, that chair might outlive you. You don't know how long you're going to live, but you know how long that chair might stay forever. Who knows? But Hashem creates beings, and Hashem creates things, and Hashem outlives his creations. We now go back into the initial question that we were referring to. Amar Lei, so Rav Shimi Bar Ukva, or Mar Ukva again, said back to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Ana hachi ka min alach. When I asked you this question, when I was asking you what this pasuk means, Hani chamisha bar chinafshi kinegan mi, Amran David. So what I was really asking is these things that David said, what were these five times that David said bar chinafshi, what are they referring to? So what's he talking about when he says these baruchi nafshis five times. So answers Rav Shimon ben Pazi, lo amran ela keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu keneged neshama. So this is referring to Hashem, and it's referring to the human soul. And each of these five baruchi nafshis correspond to a certain attribute that is shared by Hashem and served by the human soul. And now these are the attributes that they share. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu malei kol ha'olam math neshama malei kol ha'gof. Just as Hashem fills the entire world, so too does the neshama fill the entire body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roeh ve'inu nireh af neshama roeh ve'inu nireh. Number two is just as Hashem sees but is not seen, so too the neshama is seen but is not seen. Is can see but is not seen. Now number three, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zonas kolam kuo af neshama zonas kol ha'guf. Just as Hashem supports the entire world, so too the neshama supports the whole body. Number four, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahor af neshama torah. Just as Hashem is pure, so too our neshama is pure. Something to remember, no matter where we've gone, how far off we may feel that we are, our neshama is pure. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshiv b'chadrei chadarim. Just as Hashem is in the hidden rooms or deep within the rooms, af neshama yoshev es b'chadrei chadarim. So to the neshama, you might not always be able to see it. Now Rav Shimon ben Pazi concluded, Yavo mishi yesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu v'shabach l'mishi yesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu. So King David is saying that let people who possess, or let us who possess these five attributes in our neshama, go and praise Hashem who has these five attributes as well. The Gemara now goes into an interesting story of something that happened between King Chizkiyahu and the Navi Yeshayahu, and how Hashem was able to make some sort of pshara between them. Amar Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna says, "Ma'idiksev miyach ha'chacham umiyodeya peisher davar." So, what's the meaning of the pasuk? The pasuk which is written in Mishlei. What's the pasuk that it's referring to when the pasuk says, "Who is like the wise one and who knows a thing's interpretation?" Pesher mikada kadosh baruch hu. So what it means is, who is like Hashem? Sheyodea lasos pshara bein shnei tzadikim, who's able to make a compromise between two tzadikim, bein Chizkiyahu liYeshayahu. Because there was some sort of fight between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. Again, one was the king, King Chizkiyahu, and the prophet, the Navi Yeshaya. Each was trying to figure out who should be coming to who really was better, who deserved more honor. So Chizkiyahu amar, Chizkiyahu said, "Let say Yeshaya gabai, let Yeshaya come to me." The king said, "The Navi should come to me." Because we see by Eliyahu that he went to Achav, so we see that the king should have the person coming to them. Yeshayahu amar. Yeshayahu said back, "Leisi Chizkiyahu gabai, Chizkiyahu should come to me." The Achyashkan be Yehoram ben Achav da'azal gabai Elisha, because the king should go to the Navi. My asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Hashem do to solve this debate? Hevi Yisur na Chizkiyahu. He made Chizkiyahu the king very sick. Vamar lo Yeshayahu, and he said to Yeshayahu, "Lechu vaker zachola. We have a mitzvah biker chom. Everyone has to fulfill this mitzvah. So make sure you go and visit the sick. So go to Chizkiyahu." So that's how he solved it. He made the king sick, so the Navi had to go visit him. Shnemar bayamim mahim chal Chizkiyahu lamos bayavol eliav elav Yeshayahu. Ben Amot HaNavi Vayomer Elav Ko Amar Hashem Tzav Leveisecha Ki Meis HaTav Lo Sichya. Now the Gemara darshens this. The Gemara says, "My Ki Meis HaTav Lo Sichya." Why did he have to say that you're dying and that you're not going to live? Why the double lashon? So answers the Gemara, "Meis HaTav Olam Azev Lo Sichya Lo Olam Baba." You're dying in this world and you are losing your portion in the next world. So Chizkiyahu said, "That's a bit harsh." So Amar Lei, Chizkiyahu said to Yeshaya, "My Kuli Hai. Why am I losing? Why do I deserve such a punishment?" So Amar Lei, Yeshayahu said back to Mishum Delo Asakta Misperia Berivya, because you didn't ever try to have children in your days. Amar Lei, Chizkiyahu, the King Chizkiyahu said back to Mishum Dechazai Libi Ruach Hakodesh Nafki Minai Benin Delo Malu. The reason I never tried to have children is because I saw in Ruach Hakodesh that I was going to have Rishayim of children. I was going to have terrible kids, so I don't want to bring that into the world. Amar Lei, Bade Kavshei Rachman Alamalach. Yishai said back to him, don't worry about those things. That's for Hashem to determine. That's not for you to determine. You can only do what you're commanded to do. So have children. And what Hashem's going to do, Hashem's going to do. So I'm really Chizkiyo said, oh man, you're right. So if you're so sure that I really should be having children, so give me your daughter. If you give me your daughter, then Efshar Degarma Zechusa Didach V'Didach it could be that if we have my zechus and your zechus together, then maybe we'll get rid of this gzeira and I'll have good children. So Amrali Yeshaya said back to him, Kvar nigzra alecha gzeira. But this decree has already been passed upon you, so marrying my daughter is not going to accomplish anything. Amrali Yechizkiya said back to him, Ben amutz kali nevuah sucha vitzei. So just take your prophecy and go. Kach mikubani mibes avi abba. I already received the following tradition from my grandfather and my father's father. Don't tell me that it's too late, that the decree is already sealed, that there's nothing I can do, because I learned from my family that even if the sword is already upon your neck and you think that it's all done, you should never give up hope, because you should always daven for rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you never know what he could do. Everyone have a wonderful day.